Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we will make this planet a much better and happier place. I want to thank everyone so much also for supporting the program and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Today, from about 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I'll be bringing on Billy Woodard and Zora from the Hollow Earth. They're always fascinating to listen to, and they have a perspective that's literally out of this world. Then from 3 to 3:30, I'll be bringing on Jason Armstrong with further messages from Adama in Telos in the Hollow Earth. And he's always fascinating, and I really always really enjoy talking to Adama. Adama healed my eyesight a little more than a year ago when I was camped at Mount Shasta, and he restored my eyesight from I did have blurry farsighted vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision. He restored both eyes' eyesight to 20/10, crystal clear eyesight. And also many other people have experienced miracle healings while at Mount Shasta, thanks to Adama. And I always love when he can come on this show. So he'll be there. He'll be on the show the first part of the second hour, followed by Matthew Hines. Matt Hines is a fascinating paranormal research from here in the Seattle area who produces documentaries on UFOs, Sasquatch, and many other fascinating things. I know you really enjoy listening to him. I want to wish everyone a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving weekend here in the United States. And I have some special messages, actually, that President Kennedy gave me last night and this morning, which I'll be sharing in just a few minutes for the Thanksgiving weekend. I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul in Kirkland for their beautiful support. I also and they've been so supportive, and I just really appreciate their help and support, as well as my wonderful friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Erik and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who support my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course Eric and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Today, however, Eric's on vacation, and so I have Nathan here, my wonderful producer who's helping me out. And Nathan, thank you so much for being here today. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. On behalf of the Hopi Indians in Arizona, I also like to thank everyone for their generous support for not only clean water, but also for a new library for the Hopi. There's about 18, 19, 20,000 people on the Hopi Reservation in Arizona, and they don't have a functioning library to help service the people. It's incredible, but I've been raising monies and getting books together. And if you have spiritual books you'd like to donate or books you think that they might find useful and interesting for them, please send them to me or email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, I want to thank you so much for everyone's support for clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo in Arizona. For many decades, for the last 60 or 70 years, both the Hopi and Navajo have been drinking carcinogenic radioactive water for drinking water. And the federal government has not provided any help whatsoever. Actually, the Hopis sued the federal government back in 2015, and a federal judge back in Washington, D.C., refused to help them. But no matter, people have contributed for clean water filters for the Hopi, and I especially want to thank Teresa from Idaho for donating $30,000 last year for clean water filters for the Hopi. We're continuing our efforts. For only $125, a new clean water filter can be purchased for either the Hopi or the Navajo so they can have clean water without ingesting arsenic and radiation, which is not not real good for your health. If you're interested to make a donation, it goes to the Clean Water Foundation, and it's a nonprofit, so you can get a tax deduction for that. Please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also want to ask everyone to say prayers for the Amazon, as well as California and Australia. And your prayers that we've been doing the last couple of weeks have made a wonderful effect. The fires, as I know it, as I've heard in Northern California, have actually stopped because there's been a tremendous amount of rain in the area. However, in Santa Barbara in Southern California, where Marie Thorne lives, she was on my show last night with the messages from the Pleiades. There have had fires there, and so please send lots of love and light to her and to her family and to the people in Southern California so they will be safe and there, no one will be harmed. I wanted to tell you some amazing things coming up. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be on March 13th, 14th, and 15th, 2020. And 2020 is an interesting number when you think about it. 2020 in eyesight means you can see clearly, and I think next year will be a time when people will start to see clearly, much more clear. If you'd like to come, please visit our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And if you register before December 31st, you will save of 30 to 40 to 50% off the regular registration cost. The cost to register before December 31st and register for the entire conference is only $125 or $75 a day. With that, you'll be meeting Simon Parks in person, James Redfield, the famous author of The Celestine Prophecy in person, Alex Collier, a famous contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy in person, Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project, who was the former administrative assistant to Dr. Emoto for over 10 years in person. She'll also be doing wonderful Hado treatments while at the conference. So if you're interested in that, please visit our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And if you have any questions, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. In addition, twice next year, from January 23rd to February 7th, 2020, and from May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also be visiting Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pisac and the Sacred Valley, the Nazca Lines and Paracas, which has on the coast of Peru, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. That's fascinating. That's a really fascinating place. In addition, we'll be meeting local shaman who will be giving healing sessions for those who want it. And it's Peru is such an amazing country. It's not very expensive. If you'd like to come, the cost is just $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. Psychic readings will also be available, and I'll also be giving free classes on contacting the ancient Inca. I have a previous life. I did have a previous life among the ancient Inca many years ago, and I have my brother. I have an ancient Inca brother who is with me always, and he helps guide me. So I hope you can come on one of those trips next year. In addition, I'll also be going back to Mount Shasta twice next year, from July 1st to the 8th, 2020, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. Miracle healings do occur on the mountain. I can't guarantee that they will happen for everyone. I know that I had a miracle healing I just spoke about a little more than a year ago when my eyesight was restored to crystal clear 2010 vision in both eyes. In September of this year, there was a nice lady who came on the trip. She had had Lyme disease for the past 20, 25 years. She was completely healed of Lyme disease after we did prayers and meditation at an entrance to Telos on Mount Shasta. And there's lots of other miracle healings. One lady was restored. She was given a new pair of legs after she was crippled, couldn't walk very well, and had to use crutches in a wheelchair. She is now completely healed. The cost is just $200 per person, and if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But I have to tell you that both trips are filling up fast, and if you want to come, please let me know as soon as possible, because I think by the time within a few months, both trips will be completely full. Finally, Christine Light was on my show a couple weeks ago, and she has wonderful harmonizers which use both Shungate and Tolemang to help stabilize people, and it also knocks out dirty electricity and especially the effects of any 5G systems. She's having a 20% sale on these harmonizers through December 25th. And if you're interested in her products, please visit her website at www.quickrestoreharmonizer.com. That's quickrestoreharmonizer.com. I hope everyone had a really good Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States yesterday, and this is the weekend, of course. President Kennedy actually came to me again last night and this morning, and he wanted to share some more messages from him for this holiday weekend. The following excerpt is from his State of the Union address on January 14th, 1963, and it'll run for about 2 minutes or so, 2 or 3 minutes, and then I'll come back on the line. I've got lots to say from President Kennedy. Nathan, could you please play that section? Thank you so much.
This country cannot afford to be rich and desperately poor. Therefore, by holding down the budgetary cost of existing programs to keep within the limitations I have set, it is both possible and imperative to adopt other new measures that we cannot afford to postpone. These measures are based on a series of fundamental premises grouped under four related headings. First, we need to strengthen our nation by investing in our youth. The future of any country, which is dependent upon the will and wisdom of its citizens, is damaged and irreparably damaged whenever any of its children are not educated to the full extent of its talents from grade school through graduate school. Today, an estimated 4 out of every 10 students in the 5th grade will never finish high school, and that is a waste that we cannot afford. In addition, there is no reason why 1 million young Americans out of school and out of work should all remain unwanted and often untrained on our city streets when their energies can be put to good use. Finally, the overseas success of our Peace Corps volunteers, most of them young men and women carrying skills and ideas to needy people, suggests the merit of a similar corps serving our own community needs in mental hospitals, on Indian reservations, in centers for the aged, or for young delinquents, in schools for the illiterate or the handicapped. As the idealism of our youth has served world peace, so can it serve the domestic tranquility.
That's a fascinating speech. President Kennedy actually directed me to his speech late last night. I was working on my show, and it's actually, there's some very fascinating things about what he had to say just now. Because he didn't say, last night he told me, he didn't say that this country cannot afford to be rich and desperately poor. He actually said this country cannot afford to be materially rich and spiritually poor. And this is an example, he said, of what's called the Mandela effect, so-called because there are allegations that the negative elements in this country have been able to time travel to the past and change history when it suits its purposes. They do have time travel technology, the cabal does, from the reptilians, and sometimes they do travel to the past to try to change things. For example, I had a nice lady call me from Toronto, Canada, 2 years ago, and she told me that she'd had her Bible on her mantle for the past 20 years, and she looked at it frequently. And suddenly, one day, when she was looking at it, the wording changed from the meek will lay down with the lambs to the lion will lay down with the lambs in Isaiah, in the section in the Bible. I believe President Kennedy did not say that this country cannot. He did not say that this country cannot afford to be rich and desperately poor. He actually said this country cannot afford to be materially rich and spiritually poor. And if you do a Google search on the internet for that phrase, it comes up everywhere. And this discrepancy is that somebody or something has changed the audio on his speech, but it doesn't match up with actually the transcript of it. So at any rate, the negative elements also, he says, made a mistake when he was assassinated in 1963, because on November 21st, 1963, President Kennedy tells me that Vice President Johnson ordered all U.S. embassies around the world to release a press release about President Kennedy's assassination on November 22nd, including the details about Oswald, how he'd shot President Kennedy. The only problem is that when the U.S. Embassy followed instructions from Vice President Johnson, the U.S. Embassy in Auckland, New Zealand, released this press release on November 22nd. The date was actually November 21st in Washington, D.C., and President Kennedy was still very much alive on that date. You see, New Zealand is one day ahead of the United States, but back then communications weren't as fast as they are today with the Internet. And so the newspapers in New Zealand all published front-page articles about the death of President Kennedy one day early while he was still alive. And I actually was able to obtain a copy of one of these newspapers from Christchurch, New Zealand, where President Kennedy's assassination is on the front page one day early before he was actually killed. And you realize, reading this article, what a fabrication and what a scam. The whole thing about Oswald shooting President Kennedy did not actually—he didn't do it. He absolutely did not do it. This fact was also highlighted in Oliver Stone's movie about JFK some years ago. But moving on, in this 1963 speech, after talking about that we cannot be materially rich and spiritually poor, President Kennedy talked about educating our children and then also the need for us to become healthy and not just paying for medical care that doesn't provide any cures. He also talked about the right to vote and the need for us to protect and help our national parks. Unfortunately, since 1963, President Kennedy has said that the U.S. has not gone in a good direction with many worldwide conflicts and an overemphasis on the military. We certainly need the military in this country. I'm very proud of the military here in the United States, but we don't need to be spending 57% of our GDP on new nuclear weapons when we already have plenty of weapons as it is. But he also said that things are now changing for the entire planet, with the entire planet waking up. And the entire planet now is becoming a beautiful, big, bright white light, a ball of white light, with parts of the planet going into the fifth dimension, or we're going into the fifth dimension by July of 2020. And one of the first places to go into the higher dimension, of people going into the higher dimension, will be Mount Shasta, California, and I'll be there next July. And because the entire planet is waking up, there will be no more war, no more conflict, and we will truly create a much better and happier place. And I want to thank everyone so much again for listening today, because you're all contributing to this beautiful new Earth in your own way. One of the last things President Kennedy wanted me to emphasize today is that the kinds of changes he tried to instill here on the planet came from the top down during his administration back in the early 60s. But today, these changes, most of them are coming from the bottom up, from everyone listening in today's show today, for example. I know everyone here listening today wants to make this world a better place, and he thanks you so much for your efforts. And he said, keep the faith. There are good times coming for the planet. And with that, I'd like to play the Astronaut speech here and pay particular attention to the last line of his speech, please.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
And today he would say men and women, of course. With that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Billy Woodard, coming to us live from the Reno, Nevada area. And we'll be bringing on his father a little while, Zora from the Hollow Earth as well. Billy, how are you doing today, my friend? We'll see.
Doing fine.
Oh, good. It's good to talk to you, Billy. you have a new product called Liquid Gold RX. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about it? I know they'll be interested in it.
Okay, I'm going to have Jane talk to them about that right now.
Okay, great. And then we'll bring you back on and bring you and your father on for some interesting, wonderful messages.
Okay, Jane? Come on the phone. Talk to them about Liquid Gold.
Sure. Hello, Ted.
Well, Jane, it's so good to talk to you. You're on the air now. And you told me recently about a new product called Liquid Gold. And for my listeners who know absolutely nothing about it, in 25 words or less, could you please talk about it? Just kidding about the 25 words, but yeah, briefly talk about it. So that would be good.
25 words or less. Thank you, Ted.
Okay.
And welcome, everyone. This is Jane, and of course, I'm part of the Zora of Hollow Earth website. Anyway, the reason we're talking about the Liquid Gold RX is because this is the newest product that's out now, and it's absolutely incredible. One, it is a computer, it's a quantum technology product and composes only of plant extract. So there's no GMO, it's vegan, it has no chemicals at all. It's absolutely pure extract, divinely put together to bring this to us, to help us with our health now. So what it does, basically, is, and it really doesn't do anything, although what it actually does is when you take this and you only spray it under your tongue, so it's really very portable. Spray it four times under your tongue before your biggest meal and just kind of feel what happens to your body. It helps to really assist in clearing up all of your entire blood vessels. So just a couple of things in regards to a couple of testimonials that, you know, we have had. And then I'll have Billy share also a testimonial regarding him. So we had heard as well when the first. Oh, the other thing too. So the product is brand new, and you're only able to purchase this product through Ted's website. And I'm going to give that to you right now. I think that for all of you that want to check it out, it's called Liquid L I. It's www. Liquid, L-I-Q-U-I-D, Gold, G-O-L-D, R as in Robert, X as in X-ray, .com/ Ted Marr. Isn't that simple?
Well, that's easy.
And then H-R, absolutely.
That's
so
easy.
So before I give this over to Billy, I just want to let you know also that it's a focus plant extract. It's great. It's safe for all ages from 1 to 100, and it's safe for pets. So here's the rea.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Ted.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Jane. I really appreciate it.
Two testimonies concerning the product is going to be very uplifting for everyone listening. For people out there that are having issues with their hearts, heart disease and stuff like this, maybe they've been told they need to have surgery or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one testimony happened with the heart. One of our people gave a testimony about a situation they had with their heart. They were scheduled for surgery for heart. They went in after being on this, they got on the product for a while, and then they went in for a checkup on the day of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they checked her heart one more time before surgery just to make sure that they had everything correct.
Right.
And the doctor comes in and he starts laughing. And she says, "What are you laughing? Laughing about." And the doctor says, "Well, all of your arteries are clear. Your heart is functioning normally. And that's unheard of in this country."
Mm. Wow.
Completely unheard of.
Wow, amazing.
So she needed no surgery.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, what good news.
And it was a Liquid Gold that did it. Now, another thing is, another person had an ankle that was shattered.
Mm-hmm.
All the bones, a bunch of the bones in the shards in her ankle were floating around.
Oh, my God.
And she had gotten on this product, too.
Uh-huh.
And she went in to see a doctor also, to have the surgery on her ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that the doctor took x-rays and saw fuzziness around all of these shards that had been floating around.
Uh-huh.
And they were going back into alignment. back into alignment, normal, you know, the back to the bone, fusing together. And
that's
so,
that's amazing.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And,
yeah.
And no surgery was needed.
Wow.
And her bones came back together because of the liquid gold RX.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And so to say that it does nothing, you know, we have to say that because of compliance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 3-minute call everyone can listen to, and I'm going to give it to you right now.
Okay.
It's 800-557-7023.
Okay.
Again, that's 800-557-7023.
Okay.
And
thanks.
It has to do with the liquid gold.
Okay. Wonderful. I'll repeat those contact numbers at the end. So those who are listening today, if you didn't get the website or the number, no worries. I'll repeat it again at the end of this segment here. No worries. Make sure I do.
So the thing is, if anyone wants wondering, can it help them? It can help everyone.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So, yes, it will help your body to heal itself.
Wonderful.
It's actually food for the blood.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so it's a wonderful product, and of course my father does endorse it.
Sure.
We
okay.
endorse it.
Okay.
And of course, Ted endorses it because he's now an activist as well.
Okay.
So, and that's that. So I'm going to hush up now, and I'm going to bring my father through because he has some very interesting and very important information for everyone listening, especially ones that have children.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Billy and Jane.
Beloved gods and goddesses and those waking up, this be what is termed, I be what is termed as Zora from Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth is a reality. It is not a belief, it is not a possibility, it is fact. Your earth is not a solid sphere. Those of you who have been taught that the earth has a molten core have been lied to. It is a fallacy, a misconception. And I'm here to tell you that your earth is hollow. It's not flat, it's hollow. And it has a population living within it, of which I am a part of. Also, the information that I want to bring to you, especially those who have children, that this pertains to what is termed as inoculation and vaccination. I'm giving you a warning. Vaccination, inoculation, are not good for your children. In fact, it cuts their lifespans in half. This is perpetrated upon you people by your government because they realize that newborn babies have psychic abilities, such as telekinesis, psychokinesis, and very powerful gifts they do have. When they're born, they do not need inoculations, nor do they need vaccinations, because their immune system is much stronger than that of an adult. Mm. So they need not have any vaccinations or inoculations. They are much healthier without them. And those of you out there who take the flu shot thinking you are preventing the flu, it is the opposite. You are receiving the flu through the flu shot. It has a portion of the virus in the shot. Why would you do such a thing?
Sure.
So, once again, vaccination and inoculation are shortening and dumbing down your children. It puts a damper on their inbred born gifts. Do not allow this to occur. If you're in California and it is mandatory you have your children inoculated before going to school, homeschool them. You can hire a teacher to come into your home and teach your children. You do not have to go to a public school. Or you have private schools who also have stipulation of no vaccinations or inoculations. So you have a choice. You still have the right to say no. For those of you who believe what I'm saying, take heed to what I'm saying.
Thank you for so much for sharing that.
That is part of the cabal, what you call depopulation of the earth. And it is starting with your children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So take heed and do not allow your children to be vaccinated or inoculated, even from birth. Tell the people, the hospitals, when you give birth, I do not want my children to be inoculated nor vaccinated, period. You want to tell them it's a belief understanding or a religious understanding, do so. Whatever it takes to prevent them from inoculating your children, do it.
I had a sad story I was told about yesterday, where a lady's daughter in Germany, actually, they have like 60 vaccinations required for these poor little kids by the time they're 5 or 6 years old, Zora. And
I know that. In America, you started out in the past, you had around 50 to 60 inoculations. Now you're up to 80.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what happened, they had a baby, this lady's daughter had a baby in Germany 9 months ago, and the baby has stopped talking. It looks like she's got autism now. She can't walk. She can only just kind of crawl around the floor, and she doesn't say anything. She doesn't speak, nothing. And the doctor...
Indeed. It's all because of inoculation.
Right. And the doctor...
All because of vaccination.
Yeah, and the doctor who they have for their baby said, sorry, can't help you, can't do a thing. And the doctor is still insisting on having even more vaccinations for this poor little baby. And I told them, I said, look, they said, and then they asked me, how do I know that the vaccinations are actually causing this? I said, well, your baby would be healthy without the vaccinations. And all you're doing is increasing the harm to your poor little child, the more vaccinations you give him.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It dumbs him down.
Dumbs them down, absolutely. Sure.
It dumbs them down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think in America children have so much hard, difficult time in school?
Right.
It's because they've been inoculated and vaccinated so much that they are non-thinkers.
Yeah.
So do not allow this to occur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Protect your children from inoculation and vaccination. And I will say what is termed as the liquid gold RX, begin giving it to your children now.
Okay.
It will begin to reverse the effect of the inoculation and the vaccination.
That's wonderful.
But do it now while you still have time to save your children.
Sure. I was just going to ask you, Zora, what could be done. Thank you for sharing that. That's invaluable information.
Indeed, it is.
Hmm.
It all has to do with the blood, the life force of the body.
Uh-huh.
Understand, inoculation pollutes the blood. And what the RX, the liquid gold RX does, it unpollutes the blood. It begins to make it pure once again.
Mm-hmm.
So blood that has been tainted by inoculations or vaccination needs to be cleansed, and that is exactly what the RX does, Liquid Gold RX. Understand this also, that the ingredient that is put into Liquid Gold RX is grown in the area of the Carpathian Mountains in Europe, and it is a no-fly zone. No planes can fly over or spray anything in that area.
That's good.
It is a protected space.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is pure that goes into Liquid Gold RX. Mm-hmm. And no symptoms or effects will occur with other products you're taking, either.
Mm-hmm.
There is no contradiction between them, as well as medication.
Okay.
So it is a safe, very safe product, and it is a product that everyone needs, especially children.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking about that, Zora, today. It's very timely and important information. I've just gotten two inquiries about one.
Now on to 2020. In 2020, your world, the face of the world will change in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Not just geographically, but also in what is termed as mentally, spiritually, and physically.
Okay.
Understand, the world has already ascended to the full fifth dimension.
Right.
Everyone upon her, which is a guest upon her, is now all catching up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're catching up with Terra Crista, or Mother Earth, if you wish to call her that.
Right.
So you are catching up, and you are in 2020. You are going to accelerate to a much quicker state of existence. And what is termed as your body, your physicality, will begin changing also from carbon to crystalline.
Mm.
So you want to do everything you can to cleanse your body.
Okay.
Also, very important, everyone, to meditate. In the past, it was a passing fad or something of that nature. It is not a passing fad. It is reality, and it is a necessity. So everyone, do what is termed as to meditate at least an hour a day, if at all possible. And when you do this, what you do for preparation is you turn off all electrical appliances in your space. Turn off your phone. Turn off everything that is going to cause you a distraction. So you are completely in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in silence, then you have it, then you will be able to hear your body complaints and things of this nature. When you're in full compliance and full privacy with your body, it will tell you what is wrong with it.
Okay.
But you need to get your mind out of what is termed being programmed by a computer, telephone, cell phone, iPhone, iPad, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into meditation, you are in meditation, and that is all. That's all you need to know. You need to go into meditation at least an hour a day.
Okay.
I have seen people do it for 15 minutes, and that's all they can stand. But they need to begin forcing their bodies to obey them and at least meditate for an hour or more. if you feel inclined to do so, but at least 1 hour.
Okay. Thank you.
That will allow your body to begin to heal from all of the poisons and toxins that are floating around in your atmosphere. Beloved population of the surface of Mother Terra Christa, these words I'm speaking to you and these warnings that I'm giving you are for you to listen to and take heart with, especially when it comes to your children. You want them healthy. You want them to be all they can be and to become the gods that they are, mm-hmm. or goddesses
sure.
that they are.
Sure.
And the inoculations and mandatory vaccinations are not for the betterment of your child at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of you are in doubt of what I'm saying, change the situation by begin giving your children the liquid gold RX and watch a change occur right before your eyes. Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Zora, so much for sharing that. We can come back. We've got about 13 minutes left. And I wanted to ask
Indeed.
You, if you don't mind, the fires in California have been going on now. Now they've come back, and now it looks like the ones in Northern California are have stopped because of the rains, but there are more fires now down around Santa Barbara area, north of Los Angeles, unfortunately. Is there more to these fires than meets the eye? I mean, are the fires burning out, for example, maybe some negative areas need to be cleaned? I don't know what to make of them, frankly, other than...
Many of the fires that have occurred are from arson.
Are from what, Zora? I couldn't hear you.
Arson.
Arson, really? Okay.
Indeed.
Okay.
So you have a particular type of person who likes to see fires, thinks they are beautiful, and therefore he sets them, or they set a fire just to see it burn.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And that is a travesty.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And some fires are started by lightning
mm-hmm.
on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
But that is all.
Well, that's too bad. That's too bad. I hope that these fires will stop in Southern California. All they do is bring destruction. And
after galactic disclosure is fully realized, there will be no more forest fires anywhere
mm-hmm.
on the planet
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
So as quickly as they are started, they are snuffed out.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's wonderful. When do you... I know timelines are hard to judge, Zora, because it depends upon our free will. But from your perspective now, when do you think that there will be substantial disclosure, finally?
In 2020.
You know, next year. Okay.
Indeed.
Next year. All right. Great. Great. Is there a season like summer that you see happening? Is it possible to give a more precise time?
Things will begin and start to change right after the new year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And also, Terra Christa will be giving out fine as well.
Okay.
There has been quite an extensive study throughout many of the universities They have been able to do what is termed as to predict when an earthquake will hit.
Oh, okay.
And they almost have that science down to perfection. So there will be ample warning for locations that these are occurring, more so after 2020.
Okay. So people will be able to escape the worst effects of it, in other words.
Indeed.
Oh, well, that'll be good. Yeah, that'll be good.
I will also tell you, those who are living on the coastline, you do not need to fear of a humongous tsunami, as they are termed.
Uh-huh.
Understand that all the continents are going to gain land, meaning off of all of the continents, your East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, are going to be expanded rather than shrunk.
Oh, okay.
So those in California are going to have more land west of Malibu.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More lands west of Seattle. More lands west of San Andreas Fault.
Okay.
So you're going to have more land, not less.
Mm-hmm.
After the gathering of Terra Crista, Mother Earth will expand and get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And prosperity is also upon you.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many who have redeemed their currency. They signed an NDA, therefore they cannot speak of it. But they have redeemed.
I see.
So that's all I will say on that matter.
Okay. Okay.
The rainbow event, known as the rainbow wave, coming upon the earth, will be coming in sometime in 2020.
Okay.
And when it does, your skies will become rainbow hues of color globally.
Wow.
And when that occurs, everyone will see it. No one will not see it. Upon that time will be when the thinking of mankind will change, will take a shift entirely, a 180-degree shift to higher realms.
Oh, wonderful.
And also the thought patterns of the human race, population, will also be altered and changed. There will be no more thoughts of exploitation, no more thoughts of war or of conflict. Anything of that nature due to the realization and fact that people will be able to read everyone and each other's thoughts. When you get to that point, there can be no disruption, there can be no conflict, because you know what everyone is thinking.
Sure, right.
So the governments of the world will be at a bit, will be very much at a loss to be able to comprehend what is taking place. Understand, the only difference between your population is geographic. Everything is the same. All peoples are the same. The only thing separating them is either countries or borders. And that is all. And those will soon be coming down. Soon there will be no borders. There will be no separation. there will be no need for a passport because the world will be your background, your backyard.
That's interesting. Pardon me for interrupting, Zora, but there's something called the Real ID Act that's supposed to go into effect in October 2020 that requires everyone here in the United States to have a passport or have an ID that meets passport-like requirements. So with these changes, it seems like that whole law will either be disregarded, perhaps, I don't know, or not used.
When it understand after disclosure, there will be no need for passports anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be no need once the rainbow wave or event occurs.
Right.
There will be no reason for them.
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts of being separated from other countries will be non-existent. You are all brothers and sisters of one humanity.
Mm-hmm.
There is no separation between you except those you put upon yourself. And there's no limitations to any of you except those that you place upon yourself.
I see. Wow.
You are infinite beings.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to realize that and know it. I would make the following phrase. Believing does not accomplish, but knowing does. Put that into your vocabulary.
Okay. Thank you.
Take out believing and interject knowing.
Okay. Well, Zora, I wanted to tell you we've got about 2.5 minutes left, or 2 minutes left, and I wanted to give you the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Indeed. Understand, every man, woman, child, from the smallest of the child to the eldest of elders, you are healers.
Mm-hmm.
You are God, and you are goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not a belief. That is a fact. That is a knowing. If everyone could come to the conclusion and know that they are gods and goddesses, your government would have no control whatsoever of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would be realized gods and goddesses.
Sure.
And in some cases, both.
Mm.
Understand that every human being is also born with the ability to heal.
Hmm.
Everyone is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. It is a simple process. When you rub your hands together and you place them on the afflicted area between your hands, you will feel a warm sensation in the afflicted area.
Sure.
You are healing that afflicted area.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly. Because of the goddesses you are and the gods that you are. Once that realization strikes your subconscious mind, you will know.
Mm-hmm.
You will not think it. You will not believe it. You will know it.
Mm-hmm.
But you are gods and goddesses. And you are healers. Every single one of you.
Wonderful. Zora, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been really a pleasure to both talk to you and Billy and Jane, and thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom with us. Thank you so much.
Indeed. You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Please stay tuned, my dear listeners, for our next segment. We'll be bringing on Jason Armstrong from Vancouver, Canada, with messages from Adama. And thank you so much, Zora. Have a beautiful and happy weekend.
Indeed. You too.
All right.
Farewell.
Right. Farewell, my friend. Right. Bye-bye.